It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in. Quarter number two here at the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawksmith, Greg Pickle back from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Still talking Penn State football news from the weekend. We didn't really get a chance to check in on this, but Shaka Toney, his return to Penn State. And it seems, I don't think there's ironclad confirmation, Daniel Joseph to the transfer portal. What do we think about Shaka Toney, A, coming back, and B, how significant that is for the defensive end rotation, which there's some exciting players there, but the proven depth disappears pretty quickly after that top four.
Yeah.
So I think any experienced guy coming back would have been a big deal. Daniel Joseph, not the biggest blow in the world, but still somebody who's going to eat up, I don't know what, eight snaps a game for you. So I think there's some significance on both of these.
Yeah, no doubt. I think with Daniel Joseph, I just think he probably looked at the writing on the wall and said, okay, Shaka's back. I lost out on snaps last year to Jason Owe and Adisa Isaac. What is going to change that situation now? And I mean, I don't know if anything would have. I just think they might have been that much further along. So, you know, to me, it's a bummer because he was always a nice kid, and I think he was a hard worker who made some impact plays, albeit not many during his Penn State career. But I think he probably just looked at it and said, you know what? I have a chance to go somewhere and get on the field. I believe he's going to graduate at the end of the spring semester. I could be wrong on that, but I believe that's the case. So we'll have to double check on that, but you know, I just feel as if he feels like it's more likely for him to see a not a significant playing time at a place that's maybe a little bit smaller than Penn State, maybe a place that's a little bit less proven commodity than Penn State does.
Yeah, he can be a stud, and I at a place like I say like Duquesne, because Penn State has had some guys recently go there. Brandon Polk just went to James Madison, you know, George Mason's of the world, like those types of programs. He can go and kind of be a big fish in a smaller pond. He's not without merits. It's just that, you know, Penn State has been in this position before. It's one of the reasons why last offseason they lost so many guys, is that players like Adisa Isaac came along and stormed past some older guys on the depth chart. So, and I think that as you look at the defensive end rotation for next year, you know, Adisa Isaac and Jason Owe, it's going to be all about those guys, I think. And you know, can Shane Simmons have the best year of his career? Can he be healthy enough to do that? There are some questions for sure, but you know, there's a lot wrapped up here in having your young guys sort of play starring roles. And I think Owe is ready for that. And it sure looks like Adisa Isaac is ready for that too.
Right. Agreed. Yeah. I mean, I think that Adisa Isaac really took a lot of big steps forward last year, and that should really only continue this fall. And then with Jason Owe, I mean, the guy just looks the part. I just wonder, is this the year Shane Simmons finally gets it going, or should we just, you know, turn the page and move on from that one? That's what I don't really have a great feeling for, but it just makes you wonder.
Yeah, and he's gonna have to, right? I mean, is he gonna be a complementary rotation player, or is he gonna be a guy who can maybe play a starting role and be disruptive? He's got the ability to do it. Similarly, you losing Justin Shorter, you know, to circle back to the question I mentioned from Bob Flanders, do any Penn State wide receivers strike fear? And more, you know, maybe more to the point, which of these guys could be ready? Now, there's a ton of variables because there's a lot of snaps up for grabs. KJ Hamler, of course, is gone. Who's going to be the number one wide receiver? We think we have a good idea that that's going to be Jahan Dotson. How does coaching impact how this rotation takes shape and how these guys are used? You know, what can Taylor Stubblefield do on the job? What's Kirk Shiraka going to do? He had 2,000-yard receivers at Minnesota. So as you boil down the offense and maybe simplify the concepts a little bit, can wide receivers play a starting role? Who do you like to maybe take a big step forward or two?
Well, I mean, I guess the question becomes, if we're talking about guys already in the locker room, I think, you know, you're going to always take a long look at Daniel George and assume that, you know, the drops he had in the Cotton Bowl were not indicative of what kind of player he is. So I think that's one thing I'll be keeping an eye on. I'll also be curious, too, if, you know, Mac Hippenhammer showed some nice things but maybe didn't do it consistently. I'll be wondering if he can take a step forward. And then, Keandre Lambert's on campus. I think he is just extremely talented and a little bit advanced. And if you're looking for a guy who can play early, I certainly don't think there's no reason to think he's not capable of doing that, especially with what Penn State has coming back, which, as we've discussed, just isn't a whole heck of a lot.
And I think that this depth chart is wide open for a guy. You know, Lambert makes sense because he's on campus now. I've made my feelings about Parker Washington pretty clear about what he is capable of doing, I think, particularly as a slot player. I think John Dunmore is a player that you shouldn't sleep on. Now, what happens between now and June, July, August? Is he still listed at 6'1", 179, or yeah. is he 190 pounds by then? Is he, you know, that's something to really watch. But I don't think having a lanky frame is all that prohibitive. You know, I've made the comparison before between John Dunmore, his frame and his game. It just reminds me of DeAndre Hopkins a bit, and Hopkins is not a big guy. He's one of the best receivers in the NFL, and he's pretty similarly built. The way that you play, you can handle that. I happen to think that John Dunmore has the best pure ball skills of this wide receiver group. You know, the throw it up for grabs, throw a fade, throw the ball to a spot on the sideline, kind of make that grab while getting your feet in bounds. Like, that skill set, I think it's pretty unique to him. It's better than the rest of the wide receivers on the roster. The question is, you know, is he going to be built to play a down-to-down role? Can he make a move? I think he can.
Yeah, I do too. And, you know, he's one guy that, you know, again, a lot of people want to know how the young quarterbacks look, Taquan Roberson and Michael Johnson Jr., and it's just hard to say. I mean, these guys, some of these true freshmen did not get a big amount of playing time last season, and they weren't even that active in practice when we were there. So it's hard to get a feel for what kind of progress these guys have made when we don't see them on game day. We don't see them on the practice field either. So I think John Dunmore and TJ Jones, the other redshirt freshman wide receiver, certainly are both kind of in that same void where you know that they were talented in high school. You know they've put some weight on since they got here. But other than that, you're not really too sure yet about what they're able to accomplish. And that's what will make spring practice so important.
And I also think that's why, if you're able to do it enrolling in January for guys like this, because you show up on campus, if you're not ready on day one, it's a red shirt is inevitable. And as you mentioned, you know, not a lot of opportunities to do prominent stuff in practice either. So that'll be something to watch moving forward. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're recapping Penn State football news from the past few days, including the weekend. Here, the segment brought to you by our good friends at DraftKings Sportsbook. It's America's top rated sportsbook app. You can place your bets for America's biggest game of the year, including a bunch of interesting props. If you're into 50-50, the coin toss, you know, call that. Who's got the first turnover in the game? Is there a big man touchdown? Will a kick hit the uprights or the crossbar? There's a bunch of others as well. Check them out on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Download it now. Use code KSN for a limited time. All new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN. Get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, bonuses comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And, you know, just to go through and put an exclamation point on this, Penn State's wide receivers have to play better. You know, I think the past 2-3 years, there's been some disappointment at this position.
Yeah.
Drops, maybe a lack of apparent development in a broad sense. You know, an inability to get separation. You know, it seems like when there's an opportunity to make a play at a time and a juncture in the game where it really matters, that play is not made. So there's a lot of room for improvement in the Penn State offense, which I think, you know, if you're going to look at the glass half full on that one, Penn State still scored a bunch of points. You know, we could see this group really skewed towards the run because of the way the personnel sets up next year. But I think you could see the wide receivers start to make more timely plays. They need them to.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And Kirk Shiroka's offense is going to demand it, Dustin. I mean, he is going to come in and ensure that it's a very efficient, very – what's the word I'm looking for here? It's specific probably is the best way to put it. I mean, your receivers are supposed to be at a specific spot at a specific time, and every offense works that way. But I think this one works a little bit differently just because of the fact that, you know, Kircherock, if you watch that Minnesota game, I mean, they were flawless in their execution. And if you can't do that, this offense, and most offenses for that matter, are not going to work the way they're intended to. And James Franklin hired this guy because he works in offense that is very, very good. So, you know, to waste that would be a disappointment. But these receivers also have to take a big step forward too.
That's one of the interesting things I want to look at from this offense is if you simplify the concepts in a broad sense and execute simpler concepts better, how far can that take you?
Right.
I think Kircherock is a really good example that it can take you far, you know, in college football. A couple other things I just wanted to touch on. Number one, speaking of wide receivers, Taylor Stubblefield and his belt. Got three new belts.
Oh,
showed up in Texas on a recruiting trip to visit Parker Washington, a signee in 2020, wearing a University of Miami belt. So he shared the picture with three brand new belts. It's not going to happen again. Whatever. I think it's hilarious. I just wonder what the circumstances are that morning. Maybe he's just not expecting to show up in a photo, which that's mistake number one in this day and age.
Right.
The other thing is you're representing Penn State now. Go without a belt if you need to.
Right.
Right. Or, I mean, isn't that the choice that you would make?
I would have just kept the coat zipped up and that way nobody could have seen the belt.
And there's also that.
Right. Yeah. So yeah. You know, obviously it's not something you get mad about. It's just more something you roll your eyes at. But it also speaks to the fact that when you look at, you know, Taylor Stubblefield's just been everywhere. I mean, he has a new belt buckle every single year. So I don't know. I'm still having a hard time sort of buying in on that hire completely because, you know, again, it felt like James Franklin made two major upgrades for his other openings, and then this one was a little bit more out of left field. But again, the guy was a tremendous player in college, and if he can teach that way, then, you know, Penn State's receivers will be better for it. That said, it's not like he comes from a long list of successful offenses. I mean, in a lot of the places he has been, there are a couple receivers, one receiver have been good, but the offense have mostly not been very good. Now, not all that's the receiver's fault, but yeah, I don't know. It was not didn't feel like the traditional kind of hire that James Franklin makes.
And who knows? I mean, there could be nitty gritty technique stuff. He teaches technique that he wants Penn State's wide receivers to learn. There could be some micro stuff. It could just be a vibe. It could be, you know, chemistry with the staff and approach to recruiting. Maybe we haven't seen the best of Taylor Stubblefield yet. We have seen him with three new belts, though. We know that for a fact. And that's a good thing. A lot of uproar over that Miami belt. And he used the hashtag Beltgate. Which I love it. I love it. So we won't be seeing that again. We'll take a quick break here. Super Bowl Sunday coming up this week. Five Penn State players in that game. Let's talk about Penn State in the NFL. We'll do that right after this.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.